Ian says, hi, Professor. I heard you speak about DEI being a bad thing for America. Can you clarify what it is? That's one part that I never understood. Okay. So my problem with DEI is this. Martin Luther King Jr., throughout the 1960s, his main argument is we should not judge anyone by the color of his skin. We should be fair to everyone. We should look beyond race and look at character and look at merit and look at hard work. That's something that I strongly believe in, and it makes sense, right? So how do we get to a time when all that matters is your skin color? If you're Black, if you're Hispanic, if you're gay, if you're a woman, then you've historically been oppressed, and therefore society has a responsibility to address these historical wrongs. What I think DEI really is, it's a tool used by the financial elite, people like Larry Fink, to distract people from legitimate grievances against class inequality in America. Right? So I think DEI is a direct response to Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street, people forget this, but Occupy Wall Street had the potential to become a real revolution, a political revolution in America. You know, it's like 99%. Let's unite together, right? So how do you divide Occupy Wall Street? Well, you break it down according to race, meaning like, you know, Black versus white, right? So if you look at Antifa, if you look at the George Floyd protest, these were not organic things. They were clearly engineered. They're clearly being sponsored. So I have a lot of issues with the